Okay, I'm going now to talk about the power struggle that is taking place besides the domestic desire for Haig to own or control, I say own, both the foreign policy and the domestic policy in case of emergency service. You see, the Office of Emergency Service included James McCord at the time of Watergate. He belonged to a 16-man team in case of national or international emergencies, and he was never prosecuted or never went to jail at the time of Watergate. He represented the CIA, the FBI, the White House. They had their only walkie-talkies, radio communications, and they determine the crisis and tell the president if the crisis is necessary to take control, and they also take control if the president is away. And it was very important to Haig to have control of both the domestic and the foreign policies, and quickly, a week early and long before he expected the decision to be made, and he thought he'd be head of this team, they put George Bush in, and he was mad. Now, in addition to that, there is a terrible power struggle going on in Washington, D.C., because even though Haig has power, he's very obnoxious, and there are a lot of people there that can't deal with this gross way that he is handling himself and making statements such as the way the nuns were killed in El Salvador without any basis, or statements about terrorism in Europe that have been disputed coming from the Soviet Union, that have been disputed even by the CIA. Now, the feud going on in Ronald Reagan's administration, which is just 3 months old, I refer to the old Black Sambo syndrome. Remember Black Sambo? He had a nice mother who made him a beautiful coat and pants and an umbrella and pretty shoes and a hat, and he went off and with his pretty outfit, and then the tiger saw him, and one tiger took the hat and one tiger took the shoes and the umbrella. Each one thought he was the most beautiful, and eventually they were all chasing each other and hopefully melted into a lot of butter that he later took home for his pancakes. Well, in this White House feud, you have Alexander Haig, who worked with Robert Kennedy's administration, literally a spy within the Kennedy camp at the time of Bay of Pigs, and then worked for LBJ in the National Security Council when Kennedy was killed, and joined the assassination team of Rocky and Kissinger and moved his way up. He jumped over 240 other people in the military to get handpicked by Rockefeller to be in the position he's in today, and worked closely, as I say, with Butterfield when Nixon was pushed out. And this gave Haig, the Secretary of State, the position he wanted and has today. Haig has been behind the scenes long before the Bay of Pigs and the killing of Kennedy by the combination of the CIA, the Defense Department, the anti-Castro Cubans. Also under this roof, under Haig, is Walter Stessel. He was in the State Department in Germany. He was in Poland. He was in Brazil. He was in the Soviet Union when Lee and Marina Oswald were there. And he's the gentleman from the State Department who's talking loudly about the blockade against Cuba. Each one has their favorite shtick, and Stessel's taking the Cuba one, and Haig is going with the terrorism. The Russians are the greatest terrorists in the world. I might have mentioned on the program before, I used to live next door to Walter Stessel. He lived next door to my folks. The Stessels moved away. His mother's still friendly with my folks. He went to Beverly Hills High School, and I knew him when I was growing up. He's right under Haig right now.